can see you in the morning when you go to school. Don't forget your books, you know you've got to learn the golden rule.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour, the noon hour. As always, and especially now, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. We are going to spend at least the first half of this hour, half hour, maybe the full hour, on some local news. We are sitting in downtown Waukesha at the WAUK, the Shaw Station. And last night, the Waukesha School Board voted unanimously, so that's 8-0,
yep,
on a bill that it sounds like didn't have... It's unclear if their lawyer, if the school board's lawyers looked at this yet. It's apparent that it was only added to the agenda the end of last week to be voted on last night. But the school district of Waukesha Board of Education voted unanimously 8-0 to approve an amended version of a proposal titled Parental Rights and Transparency. The proposal touches upon gender identity, pronouns, transgender athletes, and bathrooms. And there was a large crowd that ended up, despite the
last minute
nature of this, it seems like there was enough organizing that happened from parents. It sounds like potentially on both sides of the issue that showed up last night. And one of the questions addressed in the proposal is how the district should handle a student who wants to use pronouns and names without their parents' knowledge. And we're waiting. Sarah Harrison, former candidate for state representative, former candidate for Waukesha School Board, is going to be joining us shortly. But I just thought, because it's public knowledge as far as what was in the actual resolution. And so I thought to start, until Sarah's able to get here, we just kind of talk through what's in there. So it says, a resolution to affirm the commitment of the school district of Waukesha Board of Education to the rights of parents to be informed of and to direct the education of their minor children. Whereas the school district of Waukesha Board of Education believes parents play the primary role as decision makers in the student's K through 12 educational experience. Parents are their children's first teacher and remain teachers and role models throughout their child's educational journey. The relationship between student and classroom teacher should be positive and formative, but does not replace the relationship of a parent and child. The school day should focus on learning and individual development with opportunities for constructive play and intellectual curiosity and with appropriately challenging academic goals for every student. All students deserve to feel welcome at school, regardless of religious beliefs, race, ethnicity, or sexual orientation. No student shall be compelled to affirm through speech, writing, or action an opinion that violates their deeply held personal, religious, or moral beliefs. Minor students' questions of gender, identity, and sexuality are personal and private. Any involvement on these topics by school staff should be done with the full consent and collaboration of the parents. Consideration of controversial issues has a place in the instructional program of the district when related to the instructional goals of the course of study, and when introduced and conducted properly, the content is age appropriate and is without bias or intent to cause harm or disruption. Student physical safety at school is a district priority. Students and their parents have a right to privacy and information security. Licensed student services professionals play a critical role in creating positive school environments and strengthening family-school partnerships, which are essential for student well-being and academic growth. And finally, access to technology is necessary in a modern learning environment. District-issued student devices are an extension of instructional resources and should not create an unmitigated risk of introducing harmful or inappropriate content. So it goes on for a couple more pages, but that's everything on the first page. And joining us now is Sarah Harrison. Welcome back to the show. We had you in the fall ahead of the election, but do we have her mic on? Great. So if you just talk right into that.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So paint the picture of, I guess, the lead up of this, because I received multiple DMs, civic media got an email, kind of alerting that this was happening. And then it happened last night. So kind of let's just sit, paint the picture of what happened before last night in the lead up to this.
Sure. Well, we first saw anything about this as a parent community. I have a child at School of Waukesha. And we first saw anything about this 5 days ago in the board meeting agenda notes.
So this was like Friday of last week or over the weekend?
Yeah, it would have been probably Friday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is, and so anyone who's even noticing that this is happening is people who are reading the board's agenda notes. Okay.
Yeah, you got to be looking for it. Yeah. This resolution wasn't on any sort of committee agenda. It was spoken about apparently within a committee, but it wasn't on the agenda. So it's the whole thing's a little surprising to us as parents. Which is ironic because it's supposed to be about transparency to the parents, and we didn't know they were talking about transparency. So late last week, we first became aware of it and started, talking back and forth about, well, what does this mean? And is this the same as some of the national things that we've seen? And it's absolutely a page out of the Parents' Bill of Rights that you saw from Josh Hawley, that you saw from our Wisconsin Republican Party a year ago. It's 100% the same content. It's really disappointing to me that this sort of was sprung on us in that way.
And so that was a lead up. And then it seems like there was enough alarms or awareness spread that a lot of people showed up to the meeting last night.
Yeah.
And so how did the meeting go?
The meeting was interesting. I mean, Waukesha school board meetings are always interesting, but
you wanted to be part of it.
I did. It would have at least been a 7-1 vote. Dang it. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. It's encouraging to see young folks speaking up about what they and their peers are going through. And there were some parents there as well, myself included, who spoke with the board, who gave public comment. There were a few people who were also
I appreciate that you're trying to find the right words.
Yeah. I'm trying to be kind. The folks who were saying, yes, please do this thing, didn't have specific concerns. They didn't have...
they couldn't point to certain instances where this has happened and it's been a bad thing.
It was just, well, my kid is my kid and I should know everything that's going on in their lives. And gosh, I think most parents know you don't know everything that's going on in their lives. And it's been shown that students or kids, whatever, minors who have someone that they can trust, who are in the LGBTQ community, are much less likely to feel as ostracized, to attempt self-harm. LGBTQ kids are 4 times as likely to attempt suicide. And our school already took away the safe space signs. We already took away the pride flags. And now we're taking away the trusted adult that student could talk to. I don't see how this benefits anyone. I personally have 2 kids who are in the LGBTQ community, and I'm very proud of them. And when they came to talk to me about how they were feeling and where they fit into this crazy world, it was a celebratory conversation. It was like, hey, I think I figured this out, and here's where I fit. And, hey, let's go have some brownies or something. I mean, and not every kid has that. It's the kids that don't have that I worry about. I know that there were some students who wanted to attend the meeting, whose parents wouldn't allow them to attend the meeting. And those are probably exactly the kids that we need to help, right? I think it's a tenuous, slippery slope at best and legally not very strong.
So that's a question that I have as far as, because this has developed so quickly, have lawyers looked at this? Does this Is this legal?
So they said that the board did state that they have had conversations with their legal advisors, and that the legal advisors had suggested that if a parent calls to ask, that they can share any information they have, including names, pronouns, sexual preference. But that they shouldn't be calling parents and telling them this. And that's exactly what they're proposing to do, is to call the parents if it comes up at all.
So basically treating it, because like, I think teachers fall under that, teachers like therapists, where there is, right. When it comes to a minor, if there's abuse of any sort, they have to, yes. They're required to report it. Yep. So they're trying to treat coming out in some way or form almost like it's abuse, where they have to report.
Right. Well, and I think this is funny because one of the board members brought up, hey, do we know if this is legal? Have we talked to, our legal counsel? And the president of the board said, oh, we have. And I'm sorry, I'm not sure if it was the president who said we have. I believe it was actually the assistant superintendent who said, yes, we have. And XYZ, like I just explained. And so the proposed workaround for that was, okay, so every year we'll just ask parents if they want us to call them if something is going on. And I'm like, okay, you asking parents, do you want to know this, is not the same as a parent calling you asking that. So I think there's a strong legal challenge there for what they're trying to do. And I think I don't find it to be very ethical that they passed the resolution knowing that it was not what their legal advice was from their counsel. Now, this is not a policy.
Is it a proposal?
Proposal. Thank you. You saved me. But it is what they want to base future policies on, and they want to have it in place like by March. So this is all happening very quickly.
Yeah. So we have to take our first break. When we come back, kind of talk about what does this even look like when you take it out of theory and put it into application of what this looks like, what responsibility and extra work this puts on teachers. I think there's so many more other implications, and the whole dress code thing, which feels like, did that also get passed last night?
Yes, but not quite in the way that it was.
We'll talk when we come back. All right, stick with us. We're talking about the Waukesha School Board District meeting that happened last night. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're coming along.
Wisconsin with Kristen Rye. We are talking about the Waukesha Board of Education and the meeting that happened last night where they voted 8-0 to approve a proposal titled Parental Rights and Transparency, and how fast-tracked the whole situation was. And joining us to talk about it is Waukesha School District parent and also former candidate for Waukesha School Board and former candidate for state representative, Sarah Harrison. Thank you for coming back. And so this passed, and it's just a proposal. It's not the actual policy yet.
Right.
So what does the conversation become now as far as how this goes from theory to application?
Sure. That's a great question. I'm not sure how you make this. How do you make this practical? For those teachers. So is it if a student comes to a teacher and specifically says, I want to be, please use they, them pronouns for me, or please use she, her, or he, him, whatever it may be, is that the trigger? Or is it that I'm a teacher and I'm in the lunchroom and I overhear that so-and-so, who was biologically female, is being called he, him? Well, now do I have to tell the parents? Am I now the gender police that has to get in touch with the parents? And it puts teachers in this middle ground that I guarantee they don't want to be in. Yeah. And I don't know how you do this and make it practical. I think essentially the aim is to just shut down anyone who wants to have that different name or use different pronouns than they historically have or than that are assigned to their biological sex. And it's very damaging to a trans kid to use their dead name. It's not a small thing to them. It's really harmful. And I wish that our board members would take a step outside of their bubble and understand what some of these kids are going through. It's not a friendly world to this group of kids already, and they're making it even worse.
And so, because that is the question, I mean, I come back to, is this the highest priority?
Yeah, I'm not sure why it should be.
Because didn't a lot of people run on, we should be focusing on education. We should be focusing on test scores. We should be focusing on achievement and graduation rates.
Yep.
And is there anything that they can point to as why this bolsters that goal?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I don't think that anyone's going to pass a test better if they're closeted versus not. I think that's going to have the opposite effect for that group. And it really underestimates our students, too. It's saying, well, our kids can't handle this. We're going to protect them from this dangerous thing. And it's not dangerous. It doesn't hurt anyone for you to use their pronouns that they identify as. I don't understand how this hurts anyone. And we didn't hear any arguments about that. What we heard, excuse me, in terms of folks who support the resolution, it was just, I deserve to know everything about my kid. And I think that there are some times where if you are not a safe space for your own kid, maybe that's not, who needs to know?
And that's the thing. About a month or so ago, we had completely different situation, but we had Natalie Eilbert, who wrote an article about how Wisconsin falls in this weird loophole where some minors cannot get medical care without their parents' consent. And the number of minors who fall under, it's like 17,000 unhoused people, like minors, who can't, something happens to them and their parents aren't there or don't sign off on medical care, they can't get medical care. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that that everyone lives in a house like I grew up in,
right,
which I was incredibly lucky. I had an unbelievably supportive parents. I am still so close to them today. Mm-hmm. And had I come out, I'm sure there would have been some questions because it was the 90s and the early 2000s. But, you know, they would have been supportive. But so many people do not have that kind of support system at home.
Yeah.
And a lot of them find it at school sometimes.
Yes.
And this is taking that away.
Absolutely. It that is the one safe space that is left for some students. And my oldest, my 18-year-old, actually spoke at the meeting last night, too. And that was kind of their point, was you have already made this an uncomfortable environment, and now you're taking away that last bit where there might have been a trusted adult that someone could go to, and now they can't for fear of being outed. People should be able to choose who they are out to and at what pace. And this completely cuts that off for them.
And I think too, Sarah, this is not just happening here in Waukesha. There is a concerted effort around the country.
Yes.
And from what I understand, it is a religiously based group that is pushing these things.
Yeah. So groups like, I know Moms for Liberty, and here in Wisconsin, the group Will, have definitely.
The law firm.
my
favorite law firm in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're great. They have definitely pushed these things, and the Republican Party too. I mean, it's a political thing, and it is a lot of things are religious based, and we're supposed to have a separation here between, you know, your religion and public schools. If you want to go to a religious school, you can go to a religious school, but this is not supposed to be part of how we form our policies in public schools.
All right, well, we're going to keep this conversation going. Sarah's going to stay here. If you have thoughts or comments or questions about the situation, both either in your own school district or the Waukesha School District, 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and texts when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.